I'm Arun Vanagopal, and we're back with The Takeaway. We're going to continue our conversation now about the Right to Die movement with a more personal perspective on the issue. Longtime NPR host and podcaster Diane Rehm is best known for her work on public radio. But in recent years, Diane has also dedicated her life to the cause of medical aid in dying, which is also the focus of her new book, When My Time Comes, Conversations About Whether Those Who Are Dying Should Have the Right to Determine When Life Should End.
We're all just one bad death away from supporting the idea of medical aid in dying.
Diane's belief in what she and others refer to as the right to die dates back to her own childhood, watching her mother die young at 49 years old from liver disease.
For the end of her life, she had this enormous stomach. She looked as though she was more than 9 months pregnant and had to have that fluid drained from her every few weeks. It was awful. She was begging to die.
Decades later, Diane had to confront the issue again when her now late husband, John Rehm, was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease at 75 years old.
By the time he died at 84, he could no longer feed himself. He couldn't stand on his own. He couldn't do anything for himself and had to have care round the clock. He finally, at one point in the nursing home, said to me, "I am ready to die."
At the time, right to die laws weren't in place where they lived, Maryland.
In order to complete his own wishes, he starved himself to death. He did not take any medication or drink any water for 10 days, 10 long days. I think that that really sealed the deal for me. I began thinking and talking as much as I could about my belief in medical aid in dying.
Since John Rehm's death in 2014, the Right to Die movement has gained momentum across the U.S. As we heard earlier, a handful of states have passed laws that allow medical aid in dying. Diane herself testified before the Maryland legislature last year, where a bill failed by a single vote. The state is considering a similar law during this legislative session. The issue is also being talked about in other states like New York and Illinois. And though Diane is a strong advocate for the right to die, she does understand why some people oppose it, including those from faith communities.
I am a practicing Episcopalian, and I believe in God. And I believe that if you believe that God should be the only decider, that's wonderful. I support you. My belief, however, is that for myself, I want to be able to decide when I've had enough.
One person you spoke to who opposes medical aid in dying was Reverend William Lamar of the Metropolitan African Methodist Episcopal Church in Washington, D.C. What did he tell you about his position?
He was so wonderful. He said to me, "Diane, can you understand why it is that we as African Americans have so much distrust of the medical community? And certainly where the government is concerned, you and I know about the awful Tuskegee experiments on African Americans and how they have been taken advantage of. We also know that in this country, African Americans do not receive the quality of care that white Americans do. We know that for a fact. And I totally understand the Reverend Lamar's concerns about endorsing medical aid in dying to his parishioners.
What explains the growing public acceptance, Diane?
Medical science is wondrous. It has accomplished so much and has brought us so many miracle drugs. But at the same time, those drugs can do as much harm as they do good. People have said that when you have a serious form of cancer, that the drugs that are offered, the radiation, the chemotherapy, will either kill you or the disease will kill you. For many people who don't want to go through that kind of suffering or have seen a relative or a friend go through that kind of experience, they realize that death is not to be feared, that a peaceful death is something they would wish for rather than suffering through long periods of treatment.
Diane, when you first became active in this kind of work, you were still hosting your longtime NPR talk show. How were you able to strike the balance between journalism on one hand and advocacy?
Well, when I began to advocate for medical aid in dying shortly after my husband died, the folks at NPR were not too happy. And a contingent of them came to meet with me and my manager and my program director and several others at this station. And the agreement we struck was that if I were going to do another program, any other program relating to medical aid in dying, that I would need to say up front that I personally am an advocate.
Do you think this movement, the Right to Die movement, is changing the way we think about death in the United States?
I hope so. Death is the last taboo subject. People are so fearful of talking about it, and yet every single one of us is going to die. Nobody is going to escape death. So why not recognize death as a part of life, confront it, talk about it? And by the way, there are death cafes now around the country. People are there to talk openly with their friends, their neighbors. It becomes less fearful the more we confront it and talk about it.
Thank you, Diane. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Arun. And thank you all for listening.
Diane Rehm is a longtime NPR host and podcaster and author of the new book, When My Time Comes, Conversations About Whether Those Who Are Dying Should Have the Right to Determine When Life Should End.